Hi, Carol. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks, doctor. My daughter, who's in her 40s, has a lot of knee trouble. She's had it for quite a while. And the doctor, her doctor just says, well, you just have to plan on a knee operation eventually. And then she has, came down with plantar fasciitis about a month or two ago, maybe three or four. I wondered if there's any connection or and what you thought could be done about it.
Well, we'll start with the knee problem, ma'am. The surgery is not inevitable. I've worked with people who have had bone on bone, and they brought in their x-rays to show me. And sure enough, it was bone on bone and a cane in this hand over here. And a few months later, no cane, still bone on bone, but also no pain. Now, that is not me. That is me being a super good copycat of a Dr. William Kaufman, who over the course of several years worked with 450 some people, all of whom had knee arthritis, hip arthritis, shoulder arthritis, etc., so-called osteoarthritis. He had all of them, being back in the 1940s, take niacinamide, 1,000 milligrams, three times a day, and nothing happened at all for the first 3, maybe 4 weeks. Starting in that 3 to 4 week interval, I think it's a little better, people would say. And by the end of 3, 4 months, oh my goodness, I don't have any pain anymore. But for the sake of science, the people then went off the stuff and damn, their pain came back. So at that point, they went back on it and stayed there. Now, I just copycatted that. I didn't know why it worked. We didn't know from Dr. Kaufman that it does work, and it works nearly every time. I read his book in 1976, and since that time, I have not had to refer anybody, and I do mean zero, of those with osteoarthritis for surgery. The only exception to that is it wasn't just osteoarthritis, but also a bad traumatic injury like a car wreck, and nothing much we can do there with niacinamide. But if it's just osteoarthritis all by itself, now, 1,000 milligrams 3 times daily, yes, it's a bit of a bother, but Dr. Kaufman said the more often we take it and the higher the dose, the better it works. For us guys who can swallow big pills, time-release technology has come to our rescue. It is a big pill, but it's a 1,500 milligram time-release taken twice a day, and us guys aren't as good at remembering to take our pills 3 times a day, so I guess that's a good thing. But it still works at that dose. As I mentioned to a prior caller, it's very rare at that dose, but if nausea should ensue, it's not, I'm going to barf nausea, it's a kind of low-grade seasick, that's too much for that person. And what do you know, ma'am, this works nearly every time, and we don't need to have our knees or hips or whatever replaced. Now, how does it work? We were rescued by modern research scientists who found that it works by reactivating the energy production inside of the cartilage cells. And that allows it to deteriorate. If there's not enough energy production, those cells just deteriorate, and here comes arthritis, and the niacinamide re-energizes that, ma'am. So that's the knee. Now, since a couple other people did call in, and you know I am talking fast to try to make sure to get everybody in, let's go to the plantar fasciitis. All right, it's an inflammation. When we talk about itis, anything, it means inflammation. Guess what works pretty well against inflammations? It's called fish oil. But in this case, ma'am, because of the omega-3s, in this case, you just make sure that that foot is really, really clean. And then you take some fish oil and you rub it all over the bottom of the foot. And then we're back to Professor Jacobs' DMSO and water, 70%, 30%. Although you can buy in some of the health food stores, especially if you're going to put it all over your foot, not just on a nail. You can buy a combination of 70% DMSO and 30% aloe vera, and that works too. But anyway, you rub in the fish oil first, wait for it to dry a little bit, and then you rub in the DMSO combination with 30% water or aloe, and that takes all that fish oil right into the tissues, clear down to the bones. In fact, you can taste the DMSO within about a minute. And if we do that a couple times a day every day, most of the time, the inflammation of plantar fasciitis will just fade away. Now, I didn't say in 2 days or 3. It usually takes a couple of weeks to start fading, but it usually will clear it up, ma'am.
Did you say 3 times a day?
No, a couple times a day is plenty, because you got to have your feet clean, remember.
About two times a day you do this. Mm-hmm. And does she have to watch for to make sure she's getting the DHA, heavy fish oil?
No, ma'am. That's when we're trying to keep the blood from clotting more easily. It can be just any old fish oil.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's sure interesting. Wow, thank you. I hope that works.
It most frequently does, ma'am, because we're just quenching an inflammation by getting the material that quenches it right to the problem.
Wow, okay. Thank you very much. I'll let you go so you can get some others. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you for calling.